Other than the reeds.
Hello? Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. You're there?
I'm here.
These guys?
Okay.
No. Fellas? Not good fellas. Something else. Wow. Yes.
Just last time I saw something like that. Anyway.
The other one, you can't talk for long. Hold up.
All right, where's that?
Since nobody can see behind the mask and how you look, put a picture of yourself in front of it with the mask on. I can do that with no example.
Okay. Ready? Here we go. We're in the Mishnah on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Hazorik, if somebody throws anything. The Nizgar Ma'achash Yatza Miyado. And he remembers after it left his hand. What does that mean he remembers? He remembers it's Shabbos. So in order to be over Isra Malach on Shabbos, you have to have an Akir and a Hanacha. So when you throw it, that's the land. When you threw it, you forgot it was Shabbos. As it's traveling in midair, you remember, oh, it's Shabbos. Now, Kolta Acher, somebody else catches it. Somebody else catches it. It's a very hard Gemara today. Somebody else catches it. Okay, that wasn't my intention. I wanted to throw it over there. And I remembered it Shabbos, and you caught it. Or Kolta Kelev, or a dog caught it. Oh, Shenitrifu, or it got burnt up somehow. It got burnt up. Lightning struck it while it's flying. Potter on Potter. Says Rashi on the second line, Kasol Kedaita, the Gemara, the Mishnah thinks right now, La'achar Shenizkar Zeh, after I remembered that it's Shabbos, called the Acher, somebody else caught it, Havalahu Shnayim Shasu. It's like two people did it. Think about that. I did the Akira, you did the Hanacha, you caught it, after I remembered it's Shabbos. Now you don't even need that fact. The kivan de nekar mimkomo, since it got uprooted from its place, the kibel, and it got makabel by somebody else. Oh, shekolta kelev bepiv, or the dog caught it. The lo have hanacha, there's no hanacha by the dog. The beinan makom dalid, because you need four makom of four tvachim, and the dog is not like that. Potter, therefore you potter. Okay, next line in the Mishnah. Zarak lasos chabura. I want to throw the ball at your head because I don't like you. Bain ba'adam, bain b'behema, whether it's you or whether it's the cat. I'm going to throw it at that cat. I'm going to hit the cat. Right? The nizgar. Then I remember, oh, it's Shabbos today. You can't do that. I don't want to throw on Shabbos. It's Rosh Hashanah. I don't want to do that on Shabbos. That's a mistake. And I remember, Anshelo nasis chabura. And before I make the chabura, I remember, oh, it's Shabbos. Potter, I'm Potter. Why am I Potter? Why am I Potter? Because my intent was not shogig throughout. Shogig means he forgot it was Shabbos. Here, I remembered in the middle, before it hit the animal, before it hit the cat, I remembered. Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol chai v'chatos. Any chayiv chatos, any chayiv, you're not chayiv, ad shetehei tchilasan b'sofan shagaga. The beginning of the act and the end of the act have to be b'shogi. Tchilasan shagaga b'sofan zadon, if I start off with a shogi, you end up with a mazid, or tchilasan zadon b'sofan shagaga, or I start off with a mazid and end up with a shogi, somehow, peturin, you're potter. Agitate tchilasan v'sofan b'shkaga. Until the beginning and the end have to be b'shogi. I threw the ball, then I remembered it in Shabbos, in the middle. Starts off as a shogi, again, as if it's amazing. The other one's harder. I started off as amazing, and then in the middle, I forgot, and then I forgot at Shabbos.
Oh, yeah,
no, you have to use the mantle like that. Right. And then I remember, ooh, Shabbos.
The Rabbam gives examples of this where you reach for something.
Start off with Shogun. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe we just threw that at Shabbos. We're going to change all this in the Gemara. So we're going to say that if you don't have the power to stop it, it's going to stay a Shogun. So when you throw something, you don't have the power to stop it. So it remains a Shogun. The only time it'll count is if you have a very long stick, like a fishing rod or something. Then you have the ability to stop it. Then the halacha will apply. But if you throw something, the halacha is not going to apply because you can't retrieve it. Once you throw it, it's gone. It's out of your hands.
There's a case where you reach into stuff, take something, and you take something else.
That was masasik. We talked about that. That wasn't even a shogi. It's not even a shogi. I thought the flower. Did I pick up the wrong flower? I thought it was detached when we had all that.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah.
Now.
What case they brought? I want to hurt you, but I've got a chop.
Right. They're throwing at the cat. The cat's bothering me. Okay. He wants to get your attention. He's going to throw something at you. Oh, I should have just called out to him.
Why did it need this, the whole first thing?
The Gemara's going to ask that question. Now, why did it say it twice? The Tchilasim, Tchilas, Zodon, Vesofa, why did it say it twice? Right, so he, that's true. Does that sometimes. The Chodesh Av says, what if you do this? What if it's the beginning is b'shogeg, and the end is b'shogeg, but the middle is b'mezer?
One second.
No, but what if you have that? You threw the thing, you forgot it was shot. Then you remembered in the middle, then you forgot. Before it dropped, you forgot. So the answer is, in such a situation, you are putter. You're chayev. You're chayev b'shogeg. Why? Because your beginning was shogeg, your end was shogeg. The middle doesn't. We don't care. That's why he says it twice. We emphasize that.
Let's say
you shogeg the whole time without a Shabbos.
What's the
halacha? That's
against the head.
Yeah. That's a fair question. So, I'm not sure. Okay. No, that's Akira. Hits someone's head. Threw it at somebody. Threw it at the cat. Threw it at the cat. Now,
that's why we have that question that we saw.
Now, one second. So the opening line of the Mishnah said, if you throw something, and after you throw something, right, you remember that it's Shabbos, and the dog caught it, you putter. Why you putter? There's no hanacha. There's no hanacha. Right? What if there was a hanacha? Right? Hanacha chayev. What? No, the dog isn't chayev. The dog's not chayev.
Who's doing the hanacha? Me?
The dog.
Right, so why chayev for the dog's hanacha?
Because you did the hanacha, really. The dog's just your agent. It's just your vehicle. Your head is sitting with the table. I thought it was on the table. So the table's chayev. It's ridiculous. But hanacha chayev. If it landed, you're chayev. If it landed, you're chayev. It's an implication. It didn't land anywhere. Why? My friend caught it. The dog caught it. It got burnt up. What if it done that happened? It landed. I wanted to throw it over there. I'm in the Olympics. How far can I throw the javelin? I wanted it to land, and it landed. No. So then it should be chayev. One second. Didn't we just say that if you remember it Shabbos, you're not chayev because you have to have both the beginning and the end have to be b'shogeg? And here it's not b'shogeg. You remembered it Shabbos. Why are you chayev? Hanacha chayev. If you remembered, it should be chayev. I'm sorry, if it was hanacha, it was chayev. In the mission, there were two things wrong. Number one, you remembered. Number two, there was no hanacha. That implies that if there was a hanacha, you're chayev. Hanacha chayev. Valo nizkar. But you remembered in Shabbos. You remembered in the middle. Utanana, we just said, kol chayev ichatos, eina chayev nachi dechilasa v'sof v'shogei. They both have to be b'shogei. So what's going on here? Okay, so Amar of Kahana, Seifa, the Seifa that said Chilasa Bishofa Bishogeg, the Seifa Asan Lelechta Umasna. Now that line is not talking about throwing. It's talking about a lechta and a masna are like basically the stick, a long stick, and with like a pick or some kind of hook at the end of the stick. Meaning, look at the Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but we got to read it. Umasna. Umasna is a keep, is, what did you say here? Chevel, rope. Think of a fishing rod or some long thing that has a useful tool at the end of it, right? So, Klomar, when we took Masefa, we're not talking the Masefa that said beginning and end have to be Bishogi, Ella, Bezorek Lechta, Hakasher, Bechevel. It's some kind of tool connected to a rope, like a fishing rod. Then, Bechevel Cotton, Kidarko, the Echos, Hachevel Biyado, Ukishanizk, and so it's in your hand, Ukishanizkar, Hayabiyado, Lechos Achovel. When if you remember, oh my goodness, it's Shabbos today, I can't be fishing today. Let me reel in that rope. Right? Ukishaniz, where am I? Ukishanizkar, Hayabiyado, Lechos Achevel. Right? When you remember, you can grab onto the rope. Ula'akev Zerika, and prevent the throwing. Why? Because I'm holding on to it. And it's so long that I can prevent it. Hilkach, therefore, Hilkasa, Shalot Tanuach. It's never going to rest. Hilkach, Chiloso Shogi. It starts off a Shogi. Forgot it was Shabbos. Besofo Mezid, end of Mezid. Putter, I'm putter. Why am I putter? Why am I putter? Because it started off as a Shogi and it ended up as a Mezid. You're not chayiv on that. When I say chai, we're not chai v'chatos, right? Avol zorek tzror, but if I throw a rock, the chayfetz or something else, kishenizka, and then I remember, ooh, while it's in midair, ooh, Shabbos, I shouldn't have done that. In biyado la'akvo aleh kuleha, you have no ability to stop that rock. Too bad you threw it already. Therefore, shogig hu. That's a shogig. I don't care you remember it in the middle. That line in the mission that says beginning and end has to be shogig, it's only going to be a power to stop it. You don't have the power to stop it. Of course you're putter. When I say putter, of course it's a shogi. Ah, you remember it in the middle. So what? When you threw it, you can't stop that. You can't take the back. Benizkar diktani bereisha. And why did it say you remembered in the reisha? Ashmiinon to tell you rebusa to chiddush. Afagav the nizkar. Even though you remembered lo miftar mechatos el imkain kol to acher okela. You're not going to be putter unless something else prevented it. In other words. When I throw the rock, and I forgot it was shot, and I threw the rock. Now in the middle, I remember. Does that make a difference? It makes no difference. I'm still going to be chayav achatas. Why? I'm a chayav achatas. Because when you throw something, you have no ability to retrieve it. It's the sofa is not peshogi. Because I know what Shabbos now, it's b'mezid. And that only makes sense if you're still holding on to it. If you're not holding on to it, of course it's a shogi. Of course. You remembered? So what? One exception. What if something else came and prevented it from falling? The dog came. The dog coming will prevent me from being over. Why? No hanacha. The dog came and took it. Or you came. Or the lightning struck it in the middle. And it was a hanacha. It has to be a hanacha. The fact that I remembered is irrelevant if it's a throw. Why is it irrelevant? Because I can't take it back. When the Mishnah said, wait a minute, but the beginning and the end have to be bishogi, yeah, that's only if you're still holding on to the item. So it's not really a throw. It's really like almost you know, like a fishing rod. I can hook the hook. I can throw it like this. Oh, it's Shabbos, and I can reel it back in. That, then you putter. Why? Chilas or Bishogig and Sofo have to also be Bishogig. Here it's not Bishogig because you remember the Shabbos. It's relevant because it'll save you from doing an Aveira. I'm throwing it to the dog. I'm throwing it over there. It's a javelin contest, right? How long can I, how far can I throw it? And it's going and going and fly to there. Some dog comes and grabs it. I'm going to be putter. We're going to talk about that. Yes, when you intend to throw it to the dog, this is the end of the page. When you intend to throw it to the dog, exactly. What? So Gemara is going to answer that question, and we're going to give an answer. The answer is going to be because you want that to happen. That you want it. And therefore, ilu or rishos. It's your machshava. We'll get to that at the end. Amar of Kahana. Oh, I said that already. Now the Gemara says, one second. Lechta ba'amisna agud biyaduhu. It's still in your hand. In other words, it didn't even leave your hand. So the whole mission was talking about throwing. And what's our answer? No, we're talking about a large stick which you don't even throw. That's not throwing. So, kigon, shenischavein, Lasos Chabura. You're right. Ina Chanami. Rashi says, look at Rashi over here. We're not even talking about carrying. We're not talking about carrying at all. Chilaso, I'm in the Rashi of Yigon Shenetzchav and Lassus Kabura. Chilaso b'shigigas Shabbos, the beginning that's talking about Shigigas Shabbos, v'nizkar, and you remembered, ad shalo nasis ha-chabura, and then, oh my goodness, I can't, I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbos. L'olam b'lechta misna, we're talking about a large stick, u'kigon shenetzchav and Lassus Kabura. And I want to make a chabura. That's my goal. The high mishum zechirahu de miftar. I remembered now that it's Shabbos. Therefore, I'm potter. So the end. The end result is it's amazing. Why? Because I have the stick. I want to hit you. I'm going like this because I want to hit you. Oh, it's Shabbos. I shouldn't be busy with this. And I retrieve it. If you don't remember, you're chayev achatos. Af al gaf de aguda biyado. Even though you're still holding on to it, the chiyuve lav mishum zrikahu el mishum chabur. We're not talking about zrik at all here. I'm not talking about throwing it all. We're talking about chabur. You know, I make a chabur on top. You know, I make a wound. So what did I do? I'm stretching my thing out to make a wound. As it's about to hit you and, you know, some kind of whip and I'm going to strike you down. Oh, Shabbos! I quickly retrieve myself. Nothing to do with throwing. The malach of chabur, this is about stuck in the middle. You did not make the chabur. The chiddush is that chilaso b'shogeg b'sofa has to be b'shogeg. And if I don't read, and I do end up hitting you, I'm putter for achatos. Why? Because chilaso b'shogeg b'sofa b'mezid. I remembered it's Shabbos now. No, let's say you did cause the wound. Let's say you did. Since you have the ability not to, you have the ability to retrieve it, it's called sofa b'mezid, and therefore you putter on achatos. But when I throw something, even if I remembered it Shabbos, it's still called sofa b'shogeg. Why? Because I have no ability to retrieve it.
I hate you, when do I remember it Shabbos?
And that's what I'm saying. We have a long stick. So while it's going out, it's about to hit you, it's coming down on top of me, and then you remember, oh, it's Shabbos. Once you have that thought, you put it on a chatos. Why? It's mazin. Because you could have retrieved it. But if it's a throw, you can't retrieve it. You can have all the remembering from today till tomorrow. It's still going to be b'shogeg because you can't retrieve it. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. The Gemara says, 1 second. Hai Nami Hazorek. A minute. Hanami Tanina. This is also old news. Hazorek Lasos Chabura. The Mishnah said that itself. Bein Adam, Bein Behema, Venis Gratzel, Lasos Chabura, Potter. Right? You know, and then you need Potter. So according to this, the Mishnah is saying the same thing twice. The Mishnah gave a case about the Chabura. So the Mishnah is saying the same thing twice. The Mishnah gave a case about chabura, and they tell me that the throwing is really a chabura all case also. Same thing twice. The chiddush is, I said it already, tchiloso b'pshia, v'sofa, tchiloso b'shogeg, v'sofa b'mezid. That's only because, but if you did make the chabura, it's not a considered a shogi, because you could have stopped yourself. That's why. Now, but the Mishnah is saying the same thing twice. So the Gemara says, El Amarava b'mavir. We're going to change it. Now we're talking about a case of carrying. That's Rashi. El Amarava b'mavir. Zeklal l'mavir, and I'm carrying arba amos b'rishus harabim. V'nizkar kodim shaviru dalat amos. And then I remember before I carry 4 amos. Now do I have the ability to stop myself? Of course I do. I stop walking. Right? Shahaya biyado lamod b'makom nizkar. You can stop right there. Aval b'zoreg lo miftar b'zechira. But by zoreg, you will not become potter by remembering it Shabbos. Why not? Because you have no ability to stop yourself. Not stop yourself. You have no ability to stop the item you threw. Right? B'mavir. B'azeh klal k'tani azrika k'tani. That doesn't make any sense, that answer. Because the Mishnah was talking about throwing. What are you bringing in? Carrying. I'm talking about carrying this Mishnah. Ella Marava, Tarti Katani. Now it's talking about both. Hazoreg v'nizgar, me'achash yotze miyado. We're talking about Zoreg, when you remember after it left your hands. Inami, or lo nizgar, or you didn't remember. V'kalta acher, or kalta kalef, o shenifrza, potter. Any of those things happen, you're potter. But by carrying, since you have the ability to stop it, you're not going to be, you're going to be, you're going to be also potter. If you're going to be potter because you started off with a shogeg and you end up with a mezid, and you have the ability to stop yourself, therefore you're going to be potter in a chatos because it ended up being mezid. That'd be different if it was carrying. That would be different if it was a throw. Because a throw you can't stop. So therefore, even if you remember the Shabbos, he's still potter. So we have three cases in this Mishnah: carrying, throwing, and hitting someone. Right? And they're hitting someone again. You're not chayiv because they were talking about a long stick, which you could prevent. You can stop it in the middle. Carrying, which you could also stop in the middle, and throwing, which you can't stop in the middle. Ravashi Amar Chasuri Mech Ravachi Ketani. Ravashi says that really the Mishnah has left out words. So Rad Tosef points out it's not a Chasuri Mech. We're not adding any words. We're just adding an interpretation, right? Hazorek. If somebody throws. And then he remembers before, once it leaves his hand, I should never have thrown that at Shabbos today. So now it's mazed. He knows it's Shabbos. Call to Acher. Someone else catches it. Call to Kalev. Oh, Shinifrasa. Putter. Hanacha. Chayiv. If it would have rested, you're Chayiv. Why Chayiv? Because you can't take it back. So it's Chayiv. Chayiv means Chayiv. You can't take it back. You don't have the ability to take it back. So therefore, your sofo is b'shogeg, and your beginning is b'shogeg, and your ending is b'shogeg. Ah, you remember it in Shabbos. That remembering is worthless because you can't stop it. When is all that true? Shechazar v'shachach. What does that mean? Well, once we'll get to that. Shechazar v'shachach. You forgot again. Avalochazar v'shachach pater. But if not, otherwise you'd be pater. Shekol chayav v'chatos in the chayav v'nach loss of himself v'shachach. But Rashi doesn't hold like that. Rashi holds that even by throwing, the knowledge will make you pater. Okay, he has the yargus on the first point. Okay. Zeraklal. Kol the complicated gemara that was. Zeraklal. Kol chayav v'chatos. All chayav v'chatos. You have to have shogeg beginning and end. Itmar, listen to this case. Shtei amos b'shogeg, u'shtei amos b'mezid. And then shtei amos b'shogeg. I'm throwing the item, or I'm rolling it, or I'm walking with it. Six amos. The first two amos are b'shogeg. The next two amos, which make my chiyuv because it's talad amos, that was b'mezid. I remember it was Shabbos. Then I had amnesia. Shtei amos is b'shogeg again. Am I chayav achatos or not? And then I stop and I run to the rabbi and I say, what do I do?
He did four b'shogeg.
No, he did four b'shogeg, but the middle two are the one that matter. Because four amos is the shear. So the second two amos was b'shmizid. Now what do? You hear this case? So it's machlokas. Rabba amar potter, rabba amar chayav. Machlokas. Rabba amar potter. Rabba says you're potter. Afilu the Rebbe Gamliel, even according to Rebbe Gamliel, who has a funny sheet to hold, the Omar ain yediya lechatzi shir. There's no yediya for a chatzi shir. What does that mean? That means that
you reject these cases.
No, he's talking about a different case. Let's say you write one letter, you forgot it was Shabbos. You wrote the letter Aleph, then you remembered it was Shabbos, then you wrote the letter Beis. You forgot to get it was Shabbos in the afternoon. You wrote the letter Beis. So now you wrote Aleph and Beis in two periods of unawareness, but in the middle you remember. So do you have the shear for writing? It says Rabbi Gamliel, ain't yediya l'chatzi shear. That's not considered a yediya. And therefore, yechayev achatzis. He wrote two letters. Okay? Even if he holds that, it's still going to hold Rabbi Amar Pater, even according to Rabbi Gamliel, who holds that we ignore your yediya in the middle. Ignore that idea. Any idea lechati shir. You wrote one letter, b'shogi. Then you remember, hey, Shabbos, I shouldn't have written that letter. Then you take a nap, you wake up, you forgot it's Shabbos again. You write another letter. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. It was Shabbos. You wrote two letters. Are you chayav achatos? So I think, well, absolutely yes, you chayav achatos. Why? The fact that you remembered in the middle is worthless. Even if you hold like him, you're still going to be potter here. Why? Rabbi says, I'm still saying you potter over here in the two amos and four amos. Listen to the reason. Because over there, in the case when you, when did you do the malacha? When you wrote the second letter.
Sure.
when you wrote the second letter, you did a malach of ksiva. When you wrote the second letter, that was b'shogeg. Both letters are b'shogeg. Aval hacha, but over here, the mezid low. When you finished the malacha, it was mezid. Because the second two amos was b'mezid. How on earth can you be chayav for that? Ah, you walk two more amos, so what? B'shogeg, so what? You finished the malacha b'mezid. How could you be chayav achadus for that? You started off b'shogeg, you ended up b'mezid. Completely not the case of the two letters at all. Here? Not a complete word, unless you complete a Sefer Torah. If you complete a Sefer Torah, you're chayav. Not if you complete a word. If it's not a random word, no. You're writing a book, you have to page three, and you write a letter, and then you said write another letter, you're not chayav. But if it's the last letter of the book, you're chayav. It was. There's a whole day went by. You woke up in the morning, you wrote a letter.
Right.
Then you went and said, what are you doing at Shabbos today? I totally forgot at Shabbos. Then you went a whole day, you took a shluf, you come home, after you wake up after your shluf, you go down to your room, and you write another letter. Someone says, isn't it Shabbos? Oh, I totally forgot again. But the whole day, you made Kiddush, you went to shul, you had a suda. You forgot twice. Happened to people. The answer is, says, I don't care that you had a yiddi in the middle.
Why do we care at all about Amma 5 and 6?
1 second. Says Rabbi, I don't care. Says, I don't care, says Rabbi. I don't care. You putter. Why? Because all I care about is Amma 1 through 4. And Amma 3 and 4 was done by Bezin. You putter. No question about it. Rava Amar, Ubamai, what is it saying? Ubamai?
No
chattas. Exactly. Ubamai, what are we talking about over here? Ib Zorek, if it's a Zorek, Shogi who? Then you're a Shogi, because as we said before, you can't take it back. Right? Ella Bamavir, must have told my guy is walking. It can't be Zorek. Zorik, we said before that you're chayiv. Why you chayiv? Why you chayiv achadus? Because you can't retrieve it. Rabba Omar chayiv. Rabba says you chayiv. Why you chayiv achadus? Why? I'm 1, 2 b'shogeg, 3, 4 b'mezid, 5, 6 b'shogeg. Why you chayiv? I feel the rabbanon the amar yeshi deal lachatishir. Even according to the rabbanon who hold that, yeah, of course you should deal. You're not going to be chayiv in that case of writing two letters once in the morning and then once later in the day. You forgot. You're not going to be chayiv. Why? Because you never had a yediyah at one time for the shir. Even if you hold your putter there, it's still going to be chayiv here. Why? Awesome. By the writing, who did the other? Therefore, you had the case to stop it. You could have stopped yourself. How? Don't forget it, Shabbos. Abul Hachal, but over here, in biyado, lo, you couldn't stop yourself. How couldn't you stop yourself? I'm talking about the case about throwing. B'mai, ibamavir, haray biyado. What do you mean? If it's b'mavir, if you're carrying, you could stop yourself. Ella b'zorek. It must be talking about a case of zrika, throwing. So the truth is, Rava and Rava are not even arguing. Rava is talking about a case of walking, and Rava is talking about a case of throwing. They're not even arguing. They're about different cases. Amar Rava is a case, Josh. Zorak, you throw it, v'nacha b'pi kelev, and it lands in the kelev's mouth. O b'pi hakivshon, or I wanted it to land in that fire. I throw it and I land it in the fire. Chayev, I'm chayev. Ay, vanan, tanan, klita, achar, oklota, kelev, o shenifras a potter. Didn't the Mishnah say if the dog catches it or if lightning strikes it and it gets burned, you potter? The Gemara says, hasam over there, dula machave. I had no intention to do that. Acha, but over here, ha machave. I had the intention, I wanted the dog to catch it. That's my hanacha. Ay, it's not a makum dalad al dalad. So what? It doesn't matter. Amar of Bibi Barabaya, Afanamitanina. We learned this already in a different context. Yesh ochel achila achas. You can eat one item, the chayvel of dal chatos. You can be chayv four chatoses, but asham echad. And one asham, the asham is going to be four me'ila, because it was kachem. A way you can be chayv four things for eating one piece of meat. You can be chayv four things plus an asham. Here we go. What is it? How would that be possible? First of all, atame, your tame, that's first of all. So you're not a tame personality, kachim. Sh'achel, chelev, it was also chelev, who knows, sir, and it was also no, sir, that's already three things. Tame, chelev, and no, sir, it's three things. Minamukdachim, it was kachim. Biyom HaKippur, and it was Yom Kippur. So you're not eating Yom Kippur, right? So you ate four things. You ate Tame Noser. What was the other one? Chalev. Tame Noser Chalev Kachim and Yom Kippur. Okay? Rav Meir says, Achma Hoysa B'Shabbos, even if it was Shabbos, Vahotziyu, and you're walking while B'Piv, you're walking while you're chewing, Chayev. You're Chayev. For another one. Okay? Rashi says, you're not Chayev for carrying on Yom Kippur for various reasons. Amrulo, they said back, no. Ain't even a shame. No. That's not because of eating. That's because of carrying. It's a different thing. I'm not talking about that. In other words, we wonder, how many times you chayev for something, can you chayev for something? Oh, you chayev for carrying too. Yeah, but I'm not talking about carrying. I'm talking about eating. How many isuri eating can you do with one piece of meat? Says the Gemara, 4. What about carrying? Carrying is a different thing. Now, Vamai, what kind of question was that? Why would I be chayev for carrying? Is that a normal way to carry? Why you're chewing? Is that normal? It's not a normal way of carrying. Is that abnormal? Ella, given the kamakavein, since it's what you want to do, machshavaso mashvili makom. Your machshava creates the makom, and it gives you the makom of dalal al dalal. Achanam here too. Also, the dog's mouth is a small little dog. However, kivon the kamakavein machshavto. This is what I want. Mashvili makom. It makes the place. And therefore, I'm chayv, I throw it into the door, and I intend to throw it into the door.
What if I want to throw it on the door?
Ein achanami, yes. Hajan Allah HaZorek, Hajan Allah HaZorek, Hajan Allah HaZorek. Okay. Now you can put away your Hotzah cap. Whole nother world now. Bona. There's a malacha called Bona, and I'll let it build. Okay? Very interesting Gemara now. Ready? Here we go. Habona, someone builds. Kama yivne v'yehechayim. What's the shear for bona? How much you have to build? You have to build a house? How about a half a house? How about a wall? How about a half a wall? What's the shear? So, habona kolshu, any amount. Any amount. Hamasates, if somebody smooths off rocks. Hamaka b'patish. Maka b'patish means the final blow. Look at this Rashi. Tell me if this Rashi makes any sense. Look at this Rashi. First wide, the last wide line. Hamaka b'patish. Gam hu b'avos malachos. By the way, it says Rashi, Shino, that Maka b'patish is also an av malach. Go look at the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel. You'll find Maka b'patish on the list. What does Rashi have to say that even? It's also Maka b'patish. What is it? Hu b'laz pick. It's a pick. What does this mean? Shemifotzeitz bo it's a evim and asela. You're trying to get rock off the mountain. After you've already chiseled it away, umavdil minahar kitzas, and it's a little bit removed from the mountain. Hu maka bepatish, maka gedola. What do? You give it a big whack. You give the rock a big whack, and that'll get the rock removed from the mountain, right? He misparekes binofelas. Then it'll fall off the mountain. That's what you want—a big whack. Hu gemar malacha, b'zeo gemar malacha shel chatzove even. That's the Gemara Malacha of stone masons, whatever. B'chol ha-gomer b'shabbos malacha told the Maka Patashu. Any other thing you do to finish off an item is a told of Maka Patashu. Okay? Anything else you do to finish off something is Maka Patashu. You wear brand new shoes, you put in shoelaces, Maka Patashu. You finish off the shoe. Till then, nobody wears a shoe without shoelaces. Not to slip on, I'm saying a shoe with shoelaces. You put in the shoelaces on Shabbos, not kavpadus. Clearly, where Rabbi says that, you're not allowed to do that. It says to us, what on earth Rashi just said? That what's the malacha of not kavpadus? Whacking the stone off the bent mountain. And everything else is a tolda, which means that is the ach. Where on earth in the Mishka did they whack off stones from mountains? Where'd they do that? No stones in the Mishka. What's Rashi talking about? Tosso says, second Tosso, Shemafotzeitz bo'as ha'sela, lachashe chatzavza, v'nir l'ri, the Mishkan lahaya binyan evanen, there's no stones in the Mishkan. What's Rashi talking about? V'lo shavik tana gemar malacha dekelim to have a Mishkan, v'naka makav patish, de'in lo v'mishkan. No Tana would say this. The Tana's not talking about stones. Says Rashi, oh, that's in the Mishkan. They used to knock on, that's an av malacha. Where's av malacha?
the father's choice in the shoe. It wasn't an issue either.
Oh, so what's the
answer,
av?
So the answer is
El Niruluri, the high makav patish, hainu makush achron shemaka ala kli. It's any time you do anything that finishes off the kli. Rishaz gemar malacha, whenever it's over. Rashi has a whole longness about the stones in the mountain, knocking off the. But then Rashi says that everything else is a tolda. That's the problem. Everything else is a tolda? What does Rashi mean by that? Everything else is a tolda. Such a funny Rashi. Right? But I agree with you. I agree with you. It's funny that the Mishnah gives cases of Hamasates is stone work or Makam Apathish in the middle of stone work because they're not finished. Hamasates is hammering. Hakodeyach. What is Kodeyach? What did I write here?
Drill.
Make a drill, right? Kol shu, any amount. Shu chay. Zaklal. Kol osa malacha. Malach the miskiyamas b'shabes. Chayiv. Yechayiv. Right?
Says bona?
Yeah. Rashi says b'shabes. Miskiyamas b'shabes. Rashi says, a osa malacha koi. It's going on to make making malacha.
What's Rashi talking about? What's Rashi telling me?
It's going on making a malacha. Like, duh. You know? It's funny, interesting rashes over here.
See, the problem is, you can't have bona without makapatish.
Why not? Well, shoelaces is a perfect example.
One second. So you have to figure out what's bona and what's makapatish.
Correct. In many cases, it's a problem. In many issues, what's the issue? But let's say I want to put up a picture frame. I take a hammer and I take a nail and I dig a bang hole into the wall. That is bona. No? Didn't I build? The Gemara says no shear. Is that makav patish? Not makav patish. Why not?
You have to figure out.
Just said making a hole. Hakodeach kol shuchai. You make any hole you chayiv. You make any hole you chayiv. Misha said. As a matter of fact, one second. Rishimeng alomer afa makav bekornis alasad. And if you hit the thing on the anvil. You have a hammer, and you're hitting the metal or the iron on the anvil, right? Like in the Marines, they want to make that sword. That's makavata. That's bona. B'shas malacha, chayiv. Neshu k'misakein malacha. Fixing something. Now ask the Gemara, listen to this. Kalshu l'may chazia. What's a kalshu good for? What is a kalshu good for? Says Tosfos, we had kalshu 100 times already by carrying. How much is he chayav for? A kol shu. The Gemara never asked, what's a kol shu good for? I'm going to ask that question. Only over here it asks that question. Tosfos says, Dafka hacha itrich lefurushay dahavid kavasei b'mishkan yishum delo chashiv binyan kol shu. What's a binyan kol shu worth? The guy comes to the house. You work today? Yeah. What did you do? I did a kol shu. Did a kol shu of work. You get very happy with the contractor. I did a kol shu today. What kind of thing is that?
Part of the process.
I understand. But avomoti itrin upalpelis kalshu. But if you carry out any amount of pepper or something, it's varhu de mechayev. Of course you chayev. It's valuable. Right? But what's a kalshu worth of building? I did a kalshu today. What's that worth? Contract you building a house. But I did a kalshu today. You fire the guy. What kind of thing is that? I did a kalshu.
All the stuff you don't have to build. The building.
That's right. So what's the shear? The shear is there's no shear.
Right. The shear is. So
what's no shear of building good for? That's the Gemara's question. Kol shel my chazi. I'm Rav Yirmiya. She can only hope for gumal atzniya, but for tosav, because a poor man will dig a tiny little hole, a kol shu, and stick his needles in there. The kava said gabi mishkan. So too in the mishkan, she can tov for yirios, hope for guma. The guys were sewing the sewing. They would put in a little hole, atzniya ba mechaten, to put in there their needles. Abaya Amar, one second. Given the mishtaki, love the hachi. Since it
rusts.
It rusts. No one's going to do that. Ella, you're right. She can ani also pit putte kira. The guy will make a little bit of a tripod, like a little bit of a tripod. Yeah, that's the Rashi says. A stand, katana l'shafos ale kadeira katana. Put a little bit of a fire. Take a little bit of a pot. Put a little bit of it underneath. The kavah say gabi mishkan. Same thing in the mishkan. Mevashli simanim. The guys that were cooking the simanim. For the Mishkan, let's bow a Urios to call the Urios, Shechasra, that we're missing, Malachta Nasuim, Pipute Kira Kitana, Lashavas, Love Yorub Kitana. They'd make a little bit of a thing a little bit of a, you know, a stand to be able to make, to cook some of the dyes.
That's not a
kosher.
Like okay,
well, let's say it's a kosher. One second. But in the Mishkan, they're going to have this tiny little pot to, like an oni. There's no poor things in the Mishkan. There's no poor things in a rich place. No one does that in the Mishkan. You had the poor man sleeping overnight on the trolleys traveling will do that. The Mishkan didn't do that. Ella Shekin Balabayas, Sheshel Net, listen to this one. Shekin Balabayas, Shekel Neket Bebeso, Ibiraso. Balabayas has something wrong with his house. A tiny little crack. So small. He'll fill it up. What's he going to fill it up with? A tiny amount. The Kavase Gabi Mishkan, same thing in the Mishkan. Shekin Keresh, Shenafel Bodana. If the beam's got a little bit of a chip or something. They'll put a little lead or something and fill it up. So it's the same issue. Let's get a new Makam Hashiras. So the Meiri asked that question, and he says no, because it was covered with gold anyway. It's in the spot where it was covered with the Adonim or with gold on top. So no one, why, that's waste. You just, it's covered anyway with gold. Tiny little chip, okay, so you cover the chip and then put the gold on top. So you don't see it anyway. Nobody would have to replace the whole beam for that. Amar Shmuel says, Hamitzadeh des ha'evan chayiv. If somebody is mitzadeh an evan, he puts an evan into a wall, build the wall, he's chayiv. Meisvei, one second. Echen asenet ha'evan ve'echen asenet ha'tit. Somebody puts an evan or somebody puts the cement. Anosenet ha'tit chayiv. The cement is the ikur. Not to put a stone on a wall. But one second. Well, Tamech, according to that, Amos Sefer says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu hella have eniach agave dimos shalavanim chayiv. Even if you just stand, put a stone on a wall of stones, you're chayiv for putting the stone there. So what's the pshat? There's three levels of stones. Tata, mitziyah, ve'ilah. The middle, the lower level, the middle level, and the upper level. Tata, in the lower level, boy, to do Dev Afra. You need other materials too. You need earth, you need some kind of clay or cement or something. Mitziyasa, in the middle level, boy, namitina. You also need some kind of glue or some kind of something to help the stone stick. Ilah, anacha ba'ala. The top level, you just put it there and leave it there. And it'll be fine.
We have a Mishkan where they use stones.
No. Masatis was what, smoothing down or something? Chisel. Masatis mishamayim mechayev, why you chayev for that? Rav amar misham boneh, Shmuel amar misham makab apadish. Fine. Also, nekev belol shatanagol, if you make a hole in a chicken coop, Rav amar misham boneh, it's boneh, you build a hole, Shmuel amar misham makab apadish. Really, it was finished before that. I'll shufta the kufnia, the mara, put in some kind of peg, in some kind of tool or something, Rav amar misham boneh, which I need all three cases. The Ashmina and Kamais, if I had the first case of the stones, yeah, he come around with some Derech Binyan Bekach, it's normal. I will osen neck of the losses on a golem, ain't Derech Binyan Bekach. That's not part of building, it's all big in the hole. Maybe he would agree with Shmuel. The Ashmina and Baha, if he only had the case of the lol, Baha Kamarab, we show the Dami Labinyan. Dami Labinyan of the Dilavira, because it airs out the chicken coop. I will shufta the kufta, the mara, putting the peg in the tool, ain't derech binyan b'kach. That's not a derech binyan. I'm not sure why. Ain't model l'shmul. That way he would give a shmul. Yesh yin b'ha. And if at the third case, b'ha ka'amar shmul. Avol b'ha nachtar te'im model l'rav. Therefore, tzrichi. Therefore, you need both cases. Whew. All right. We'll stop here. And we'll pick up on tomorrow at Boimine on the fourth line from the bottom. Everybody have a very good day. Yeah.
Shkaya.
1 second.
Shkaya. Have a good day.
Good day.